Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to a Monday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I appreciate the fact that Maria Tyler invited me to go to Blue Springs Elementary School in Limestone County, Alabama, earlier today to talk to some special teachers, teachers that had made a difference in the lives of her children. She honored them and recognized them with gift baskets and pizza. I know it was a special day for those teachers and the Tyler family, and I appreciate being included in that moment. I had a chance to talk to the teachers that Maria wanted to recognize: Christy Maddox, Leah Taylor, Miss Caitlin, Ashley Taylor, Dage Starnes, Kayla Bain, and also the principal, Mr. Cade Baker. I asked each one of them what the experience was like for them to know that there were parents like Jesse and Maria Tyler who wanted to recognize them during Teacher Appreciation Week. I started by asking Christy Maddox what she thought about this special day.
It's just amazing to have parents come and show their gratitude for what we do. We put our heart and soul into the kids each and every day, and we know we're appreciated, but just a gift like this is amazing. These are special kiddos. They come from all different places, and they need lots of love and just extra that you can't always do in the classroom because you have too many kiddos. And now with the small numbers we have, we can give them each the individualized attention that they need to ensure that they're able to grow.
After talking with Christy Maddox, Leah Taylor shared what this experience meant to her.
Oh, it means the world. I love doing what I do. These kids are why I do my job. And the parents are phenomenal. And I can't thank them enough for giving us support that we need to do our job daily.
She also talked about how they've been able to navigate through the COVID-19 period.
You know, just doing our best, working with them here, and then with some we've had virtually. And then, you know, if we've been on quarantine, we just truck it right along and they join in, and with the great parent support.
After Miss Taylor shared her experience, I was able to talk to Miss Caitlin.
This experience means the world to me. Michael was put in here when I first got in here. So I've started with Michael since day one, and the kid means the world to me. And I love the parents, Maria. I've been close to her since day one. And Jesse the same way. And this experience just means the world to me. I love my job, and I love the kids in here. And I try to help my kids every day. And I just try to do the best that I can and come in here with a positive attitude and help them every day. And I just love on them and give them the attention that they need. And it's fulfilling to see them eventually go back to their home school. And when you get to go with them and you get to see them succeed when they do go back to their home schools, and you do get to see them go out through life and succeed, and you see them happier and better.
I think you've made lifelong friends.
Yeah, I definitely have.
After I spoke with Miss Caitlin, Ashley Taylor shared what this day meant to her.
This day means everything. This is my first year in here. I've subbed in here prior to this, and it's really impacted my life. I actually did some schooling before, and then now I'm actually started back to school because of these guys. I'm going to go into special ed, and these guys, they bring out so much joy in me, and they just... They're such special kids. They come to us for a reason. Some just need a little help and guidance, and that's what we try to do on a daily basis and start new every day. And these guys have just impacted our life so much, and it's just, this is a great day because these parents right here are what makes days like this really rewarding and makes this job rewarding. I know they have other kids that have special needs and things, and it's just people like that that make this job rewarding, and the kids too.
After I spoke with Ashley Taylor, Dage Starnes shared about what this job means to him and how it impacts his life to have people recognize the work that he's doing, and also talked about what led him to decide to be a special needs teacher.
It's amazing. It's amazing that we live in a community and in a unit that's so close with the kids and their parents, and they care about what we're doing, and we care for their kids so much about them improving and them learning and growing as people and moving on to the next level. And Michael's one of those that's moving on to the next level, and we're sure going to miss him, but he's made an impact on me. It's my first year, and he's made a big impact on me this year. I substituted for 2 years, and after probably my second year into subbing, I got into doing about 2 weeks straight at the Colts Academy at Clements, the high school version of this, and it really made a big impact on me, and it really seemed like something I could do full-time, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad I made the decision to go through with that.
After Mr. Dage Starnes, I spoke with Kayla Bain.
It just makes me feel very humble and just very fortunate. I'm just thankful for them and just the love that they've shown towards Michael and towards us, and I'm just grateful to be a part of this experience. I've only been here since November, but I already feel like I've been here forever. Like, this is a family, and they treat you like a family here.
After Kayla Bain shared her thoughts, I spoke with Mr. Cade Baker, who is the principal of Blue Springs Elementary School, followed by a message from Maria Tyler herself.
It's very humbling. This is Teacher Appreciation Week, so it kind of happened, you know, at a great time. This year's been difficult. Their job is difficult every day because, you know, the unit's not always easy. And, you know, to have parents like the Tylers and others, you know, that will take time out of their day and make this happen, I mean, it speaks volumes, you know, how they feel, but it also speaks volumes on how the faculty and staff in that unit feel. I mean, they truly love these kids, and they want what's best for them. I mean, and, you know, it's like raising your own. You know, you have good days and bad days, and, you know, but this faculty and staff in there, they go in every day with a smile, even on the bad days. I mean, they're still smiling because they know these kids need that positive reinforcement and a positive atmosphere. They make it happen. I mean, I give them all the credit.
It's not long before the school year's over. How do you go out in a big way? You know, when you think about what you've gone through 2020, and now we're closing out another school year here in 2021, because you want people to close out with good momentum. You want to have a strong ending. How do you help to do that as a principal?
Well, just try to, you know, just show them gratitude as much as I can. You know, again, this is Teach Appreciation Week, or PTO, got stuff lined up every day, give them duty-free lunch. You know, I try to be positive every day, you know, first day of school to end of day, you know, the last day of school. So, you know, just really just thanking them, you know, for everything that they do each and every day, getting by them, not just sending an email, but telling them face-to-face, thank you. And this time of year, you know, in May, we're on a downhill slope. So, you know, teachers are, the testing's over. They're kind of more relaxed. The stress of that's gone. The kids are more relaxed. So, you know, we have a lot of fun things coming up with our field day and fifth grade graduation and, you know, just different awards days going on all at the end of May. So, you know, got a lot to look forward to. You know, we'll end it with a bang and hopefully start next year, you know, a lot more simpler than we did this year.
Well, we appreciate you, Mr. Baker. Thank you for your good work.
I appreciate you, Mr. White. Thank you, sir.
And Maria, tell us how this has made you feel. I know that you contacted, you organized this, and then the day happens and you see your son hug these teachers' necks, hand them gift baskets. How does that make you feel?
Emotional. I know he loves them. I know they love him.
What do you see at home from the resources that are available, the tools that are available? What do you see out of your son, the growth from these teachers and the effect they've had?
Huge growth. Relationship-wise, behavior, educational, everything. Huge growth.
Who's involved with the making of the gift baskets?
Me and Jesse and Michael.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And brought pizza.
Yep. Pizza was donated by Domino's in Athens.
Well, we always appreciate those donations. And Maria, thank you for letting us be involved with this and inviting us to be a part of this special, unique opportunity to see what these teachers have meant to your children.
Yeah.
And not just your children, but others, obviously, mm-hmm. because if there are more kids in there and they're getting what your children are getting, they're getting some great materials, some great tools to be able to help them move forward in life.
Definitely. Yep. Huge support system.
You have been listening to Christy Maddox, Leah Taylor, Miss Caitlin, Ashley Taylor, Dage Starnes, Kayla Bain, Mr. Cade Baker, as well as Maria Tyler. When we come back, I have some closing remarks that I would like to share as we continue on through Teacher Appreciation Week. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good to be. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I get on second base. Won't your dad to watch him play? Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. This is a Monday edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you all can be with us today to listen to this special recognition of some special teachers over in Limestone County, Alabama at Blue Springs Elementary School. Thanks to my friend Maria Tyler, I was invited to come and cover this special event thanking these teachers for the influence and the impact that they have had on her children. I appreciate Maria and her husband, Jesse Tyler, and what they mean to these young people that are in their lives as parents. And I appreciate the fact that they wanted to recognize these teachers at Blue Springs Elementary School. I want to encourage you right now, if you have a young person you care for and love, and you know that they have a teacher that's an encouragement to them, someone special in their life, I hope that you'll find an opportunity to at least thank that teacher and let them know that they're appreciated and the impact that they're having on your young person. I know in my life I had several teachers who made a huge impact on my life. They made a huge difference, and I appreciate each and every one of them from kindergarten all the way through high school. This is Teacher Appreciation Week, so I encourage you to find opportunities to recognize special teachers in your life. Yesterday, we celebrated as my former high school football coach officially retired as a coach. I'm glad that I had a small part in that, to be a part of the team and to grow as a person through athletics. I'm planning to have Coach Ritter on the program later on in the week, so I'll be looking forward to that. Again, I appreciate Maria Tyler for inviting me to be a part of the special recognition this morning at Blue Springs Elementary School and those Mustang Academy teachers, Christy Maddox, Leah Taylor, Miss Caitlin, Ashley Taylor, Dage Starnes, Kayla Bain, and the principal, Mr. Cade Baker. Thank you for the great work that you do, and thank you if you're a teacher, an educator. I thank you for what you're doing in your community to help young people grow and flourish. You have been listening to a Monday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody.
This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.